Welcome everyone to the Immigrant's Journey podcast, a space where we share stories of living abroad from around the world. Today, we are so happy to have with us Vasiliki Psara, who has a master's degree in drama and education and is a facilitator in Crooked House Theater and is currently studying European Youth Mobility Project Management at Maynooth University. Vasiliki, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here.
Our pleasure. No, it's our pleasure. So tell us, where were you born and what was life like back home?
So I was born in Athens in Greece. And now, how was life back home? Now that's a big ask, but I'm going to start from my late, from the years before, I suppose, I come to Ireland, because, yeah, my adult life. Yeah, the most that like I can recall, at least like from this adult life, it's like it was mainly work and studies. It was very busy. And I remember myself actually always telling to people that like, okay, I want to go out and enjoy maybe the sun or the beach or all these cool things that people are associating Greece with. But like, actually, you don't have much time to do this. That was one of the reasons that I chose to come to Ireland, to be honest, because like I experienced a little bit of a burnout, especially when I had to juggle around like a full-time job, an extra like evening job and a master's degree and living by myself, also like taking care of all the bills and stuff. So yeah, having the opportunity to come to Ireland was great. However, apart from the added life things, that might sound a bit negative, which was okay. I have many, many good memories, which are not good memories. Like, I always go back, like, at least one or twice a year in Greece, like, to meet friends and my family. And there is this, like, laid-back lifestyle in Greece, at least when you visit for holidays, which I really enjoy. And yeah, and it's also like there is a different connection that I have there with my friends and family, like being able to have our own like inside jokes and speak it in your own language and enjoying things that we are used to enjoy like since forever. That's it.
What would you say is the thing that you miss the most about your culture since moving to Ireland?
The thing that I miss the most, I'm going to go back to that laid back, culture, I suppose, which is very much related to the food culture.
Okay, in what way?
The food culture that we have in Ireland, in Greece. In what way? Like when you go out for food, is a big ritual in Greece. So you might spend like the dinner like for 4 or 5 hours.
Oh wow.
Eating, but it's not about only eating, it's about eating, talking, enjoying the food, relaxing, then having a drink, then having a dessert, then keep it. It's a whole going out for the food, like because we also have these taverns, which is not like the formal restaurants. It's the taverns where you can sit down and relax and have your drinks there and share the food in the middle, which is actually something that I haven't experienced that a lot in Ireland, like this type of sharing the food, taking small plates and enjoying them all together. So that's something that I really, really miss, because I feel, especially in Ireland, every time that I'm going out, for example, for food, it's like, okay, we eat the food and that's it. We pay the bill and we go to the pub with the drinks. While in Greece, like, we might finish the food, we might finish the drinks, and we might sit down there, like, observe, making jokes, having, like, people, how do you call this? When you observe the people walking people viewing people.
Yes.
I don't know. Apparently, there is a word to describe this that I don't remember now.
People watching.
People watching. Yes, that's it. So, yeah, I miss that, to be honest. And that's spontaneity around this, that you don't have to plan. And because you're sort of locked, like, you have the jokes and the laughs and the ideas and you don't have to book to go to the tavern. You just go.
Right. And if they have room, they take you and that's it.
Yeah. Or like there are many other options. And because they're also like this outdoor, actually, that's one thing that I miss a lot. Like this outdoor dining or like being outside on the street, sitting outside on the street, because of course the weather allows that.
Yeah,
and because like it's outdoor and it's warm, there is always another type of like sitting and relaxing, the environment and the surroundings, apart from like the actual food and the people watching. It's happening.
Yeah, that's always a fun part of it. Tell me something interesting about your culture that most people wouldn't know.
About my culture. I think that we can be very dramatic and grumpy. Maybe a little bit judgmental. It's all about the drama in Greece. Okay, like no wonder why like drama was invented over there.
Yeah, I was about to say you did invent it. So
yeah, it's like we're having now an argument and we will be talking about it like 3 months later.
Okay.
And like in Greece, like more straightforward, I suppose. The reason why I say that we're a bit dramatic and grumpy and a bit judgmental and like we will easily point the finger to the other person is because I don't think that many people who have visited Greece have experienced that. From at least like on a vacation level, because yes, when you go on vacation, it's mostly summer. People are very relaxed.
Yeah.
You are being surrounded by people who are becoming you, maybe. So there is a completely different like perception of their everyday reality. Yeah. That's one thing that I think many people don't know, because when I have mentioned that in the past here in Ireland, people are getting surprised, like, oh, really? Like, we thought that, like, we're the Greek people are very happy and very hosting and like very everything. We're mostly are in the summer, definitely.
But in the winter, you have a personality shift.
Yeah. No, I mean, we are like that, but we can be very grumpy and definitely very traumatic. Like, oh my God, like, how could you do this to me? And like, I can't believe like that they spoke to me like that and all these kind of things.
I find that very funny, but it's very true what you said. Like when a person goes to a place for holidays, your experience of the country is quite different than what your experience would have been if you lived there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So speaking of living in countries, when you came, to Ireland on an Erasmus program?
Yeah, that was an Erasmus placement. So I was starting, was doing my master's degree in drama in education and lifelong learning. That was a very huge title there in that master. So yeah, there is a program, the Erasmus program, that you can take to go and do a placement, basically to work to an organization that is related to your studies. So you can get like hands-on experience on the theory that you have been studying. So that's what I did. And I had a contract for 7 months to do my placement in the organization that I'm currently working, which is Cricket House Theatre, based in Newbridge in Kildare. And like these 7 months, turned into 4 years. And so this is how I ended up here. And I really enjoy that. And I'm very grateful, to be honest, because this type of work that we do here and the way that we do it, it doesn't exist.
In Greece?
in Greece. No, at all. Mm.
Okay, so explain a little bit more about the work that you do and how you do it.
So I work in a theater company. Cookie House Theater is a theater company, which one of the projects of the company, it's Kildare Youth Theater. It's the local youth theater of Newbridge. So what I do, I facilitate drama workshops with young people. Specifically, over the last 2 years, I work with young people aged 11 to 13 years old. Of 13 years old, not old. Yeah, not old. 13 years old. And that's one thing, the drama facilitation. This is what I'm starting with when I arrived in Ireland. Now, with the years, and after I became a staff, I got on like more responsibilities that has to do with the administration and the running of the youth theatre. Also, with development of a new projects, like European projects, because we run something that we call it youth exchanges, which we organize a project that might take like 1 week, and we run it with other youth theaters around Europe. So a youth theater from Spain and a youth theater from Belgium will come to Newbridge in Ireland for 1 week, and we will do workshops for 1 week, and we will create some short street performances. So that's the kind of idea of a youth exchange. And in order for this to happen, it needs like an organization of writing an application about the theme, submitting this application, getting the Erasmus funding to run this. So that's one of the jobs that I'm doing, to developing like these ideas, applying for that, and I also help the new students, support the new Erasmus students that they come to our organization for their placements, and the new volunteers that they come every year. We're kind of a very international little community there in Crooked House. We currently have 6 volunteers that they are from many parts of the world. And every year we host volunteers and students that they are being supported by the Erasmus Plus program and another European program, which is called European Solidarity Corps. That's it. That's it, more or less, what I'm doing. And I'm also doing something. I've been busy, to be honest. Last year, yeah. I'm also, that's the main thing that I do in Crooked House. And the side gig is I run some yoga classes. And that's an idea that started during the lockdown. I was starting doing yoga with some... with the mothers of some friends, to be honest, that I will do some elderly people that I will go and help them in their house and do some yoga and like help with their mobility, and that like develops in their generational yoga project with like the parents of the young members of the. Of the youth theater, we can take like free classes in our youth theaters. Yeah, and also other older members in the community. So, yeah, I do this now on the weekly basis with those groups.
And tell me, how do you think that youth arts in organizations can have a positive impact on young people's lives?
The main impact that have, actually, I think that the impact is very big. It's very positive. But the main reason for that is by offering a space for them. And that's a space for them to be themselves ultimately without having to do things in a certain way. Mm. Like they have to do it at school, for example, in a very certain way with a very certain rules, right? So it's a space where they can come voluntarily and they can meet other people and they can communicate in their own terms, I suppose, and work collaboratively. So that can have and express also through the medium of theater and through the medium of arts, how they see life and how, what is life, or how it is like to be a young person in an Irish community, how it is to grow in Ireland, and what are those issues that they are relevant to their lives. So, yeah, so that's big.
What are some of the topics that have come up as you've facilitated some of these theater projects and the kids were acting out and expressing their experiences? What were they discussing?
In the younger ages, the main theme is school life and school environment and how they feel that the school system, it's not fair to them or they're not being heard. And in both the younger ages and the older ones, the relationships between their peers is coming up a lot. Like how they communicate or they're not being heard again, or they might be bullied, or how the friendship relationships can, like, for example, how they can be betrayed by a friend. Like, they stop, like, talking with someone for some reason. That's mostly for the young ones. The older one, with the older ones, like, you can step more into more love relations, for example, but I haven't worked like, with the older ones for a while now. But, yeah, that's the main things, like, relationships and school life and justice around school life and how, mainly, like, how they're not being heard or, like, being understood.
That's interesting.
By the teachers and their system, yeah.
Speaking of being understood, when you first moved to Ireland, what were some of your experiences and what was like difficult in terms of integrating or what was easy in terms of integrating?
When I first came to Ireland, that was the easy part, that Ireland is very relaxed, okay? I was expecting that, okay, I'm going to North Europe now. So everything was going to be very organized and I will also discipline a little bit myself, but that's not the case. So that was an easy integration over there. The things are kind of relaxed here. Is it okay? We'll chat later. We'll sort this out later. We never know when the bus will come, if it comes. And these things were familiar. But apart from that, the people, that they are very friendly and welcoming. That was a very good experience on that first level on my first month being here. Now, the hard thing, and after being now 4 years here, is building relationships in a more deeper level, I suppose, and friendships in a more deeper level. Because on the work level or this everyday interaction is great.
Yeah.
But I find that I haven't built relationships with Irish people on that deeper level that I might have with my friends in Greece.
Yeah.
I feel that there is a wall on that deeper level, how can I explain this better? While the daily interaction is great, very polite, very fun. But when it might go on in my deeper level, let's arrange something else that might have a more deeper connection, having dinner at home or no, I never had it. No. Friendships and socializing. And it's this thing that now at this stage I don't like. It's when I start talking to people, the first thing that they will ask me is where are you from? This filtering of I don't know if a culture filter is the right term to say. Yes, for me, yes. It's like, culture filter is like, you're not one of us. So there is a certain interaction that we can have because of that.
That's interesting.
The girl
that I was interviewing before you actually made the same comment that she also had difficulty building friendships on a deeper level. And it might be a cultural difference, but it also...
It might be a personal thing, but I had one example that came to my mind. Like, I was waiting for my car in the MCT in the queue, and I started talking with a woman in front of me. So she started asking me, where are you from? And she was very polite and all, but I could feel the distance. And the minute that I said that, I'm staying here with my partner, for example, and she asked me, where is he from? And I said, he's Ireland. I feel the minute that I said that I have an Irish partner, something changed there,
That's interesting.
Maybe it's mine, because I'm concerning about this thing. I might see it that way, might not be true, but I just felt it that way back that day in the NCT. That I'm okay. Kind of one of us. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what the perception is, if it's like, because a lot of people will travel abroad just for work to make money, save money, and go back home. But when you say that I have a partner that is a native, then it's like you're trying to integrate. So they kind of treat you more like someone who's part of the community in that kind of way.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that makes sense.
When you have difficulties like that, what do you do to overcome it? Or do you do anything to overcome it in terms of your social life and building friendships?
I actually have reflected a lot on resilience, if I can call it that way, and how I deal with difficulties. Especially during the lockdown, there was a lot of time for looking into that. And I keep reminding myself of specific things, why am I doing this? Why am I here? Or why am I doing this? Keep bringing back, I keep going back to my initial intention, I suppose. For example, if I'm feeling a difficult of living in Ireland, and I'm going through this phase of okay, I'm gonna do this anymore, I keep going back to okay, let's focus, why did I come here from the first point, and focusing on the positive, I suppose. And I become a little bit more hopeful through that. And also sharing my concerns and my difficulties with friends has helped a lot. Expressing what's going on and don't take it in.
Yeah.
Don't keep it, don't hold it in, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, to be honest.
No, it does. Because I think that's an issue that a lot of people have, whether it's building strong friendships or dealing with complete life changes, being in a new culture, etc. It's like you have to figure out a way of getting yourself unstuck if you do find yourself stuck. And I think sometimes trying to put yourself back in the space of what was my initial intention, and then kind of redirecting yourself in your steps and talking to friends, I think it's massively helpful. I think
that's true. And gratitude, practicing gratitude and appreciating where I am now and like, or where I was 3 years ago and where I am now, you know, this journey, this helps a lot. And especially when it is as a practice, like on the everyday, to keep bringing back like thoughts of gratitude and appreciation.
Definitely. Yeah. And it helps because it's very easy to get stuck in your own head and get stuck in negativity, thinking, why haven't I achieved this? Why is this taking so long? Da, 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 da. It's like, wait a minute. There's a lot of positive things as well if you just take a moment to reflect on it. So I like gratitude as well. I practice it myself when I'm feeling a bit bummed out about life.
Yeah. And like one thing that I've been hearing a lot since I came to Ireland is like, it's going to be okay. Like everyone says that, everyone's going to be, it's okay, we'll sort it out. So that's very helpful to keep reminding.
We'll be grand. What do you think is the best advice you've ever gotten? You said to be ambitious and always aim for the things that you think you are not able for.
Cool. So the best advice, I don't know if it's really an advice, but it's a new concept of seeing things that my colleague and artistic director of Crooked House said in one of the interviews I was making of him. And he said, to be ambitious and to always aim for the things that you think that you're not able for.
That's really good.
I found this huge, like to be ambitious, especially to always aim for the things that you think that you're not able for. You know, those things that you see and you're like, I really want that, but it's not for me. It's for the other type of people that for sure it's not myself. It's not true. Like everyone, like we can do anything that we want as far as like, as we really know and sure about why do we want to do what we wanted to. But yeah, this ambitious thing was mind blowing for me because it's also one thing that it's not in the Greek culture at all.
Really?
We miss that part of ambitious very much. Yeah, because it's all about at least how I experience that. I don't know, maybe other people have a different life in Greece, but like this ambitious is, I don't know, it's more about like the struggle. You have to work hard and you have to suffer if you want to, which it is true, but nobody ever focused on like the ambition on that and the aiming for something that you're not like you think that you're not able for. The focus is more on the struggle and the work.
Okay, part, you know? That's really interesting.
At least in Greek culture, or at least in the environment that I grew up. But saying that, like, I really see and like how I live it here. Like, there is more opportunities for young people
now
develop for professionally in Ireland rather than what I have experienced growing up in Greece.
Okay.
Like linking it back to the ambitions and like, or the work hard and maybe you will not make it anyways. That's the Greek attitude. So like, yeah, I feel that there are many more opportunities for young people in Ireland. In the sense like even having a space like a youth theater that you can join and you have this space for yourself to go there and make friends and be in a community that really suits you and express you, it's a huge thing growing up. And that gives you an opportunity already to grow up as a person. Which like this type of facilities and the youth sector, it doesn't exist in Greece.
Okay.
It's more focused like in formal learning and you have to go to the university and that's it. Like you really have to go to the university. You have to study hard to go to the university. And it's not more about the personal development, which I feel, and because I work in the youth art sector, maybe that's why I have it. So my experience is so much focused on that. Like there is this opportunity for young people to develop more on the personal aspect and also to be ambitious because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Develop some patience. Yeah,
definitely. So what do you wish to contribute to society while you're in Ireland?
I wish to keep doing what I'm doing, which is creating spaces where people can feel that they belong. Yeah. And freely act like their true selves, and even to explore things and possibilities about themselves that, and their world that they wouldn't have thought that they exist. And yeah, I love that. And I love doing this by working with the local community, with the young people, and by working internationally. Like traveling with young people or youth workers abroad and experience together a project abroad and meeting other people abroad and developing like opportunities for them for this to happen. So yeah.
Are there other theater companies around the country or in Dublin that offer the same kind of service to young people?
Yes, the youth theater sector is kind of it's developed in Ireland. There are many youth theaters in many local communities, okay, and in rural settings also. So there is actually an umbrella organization which is called Youth Theatre Ireland, mm-hmm. which is the main organization who supports the run of youth theatres. And anyone who is interested like, can go in their website and find where is the local youth theatre. But there is many youth theatres. I was reading a report recently that says the exact number of the youth theatres across Ireland. But, you know, I don't remember the number. I'm sorry.
Okay. But
there is in Dublin, there is in Kildare, there is in Cork, in County Cork. There is many youth teams that young people can join.
That's good. Yeah, no, because I was just thinking, because I often hear adults say that in certain parts, like, if you're not in the city center, there's really nothing for young people to do. And I'm just wondering if they actually know that there's probably a youth theater in close to their local community, but they just don't think to find out about it. So yeah. I'll definitely put some links up in the show notes as well, if anyone is interested in either volunteering or taking their kid to check one out.
Yeah, and Youth Theatre Ireland is in their website. There is so much information and there is a list of all the youth theatres across Ireland. So that might be very useful for people that are interested to take a look at.
That's brilliant. So I have one last question for you. What do you wish you knew when you first moved to Ireland that you know now?
That failing is a big part of the learning process and can shape whom you become later in a positive way. And also, like, when something doesn't work out, maybe it doesn't work out because it doesn't meant to work out for people. Maybe that's an indicator or a sign of looking the other side to see what other happens there, okay, or rethink about certain things. That's one thing. And also that the best asset that you can have is your individual uniqueness and how important it is to invest time and energy in identifying these personal qualities instead of tending to compare, which I used to do it a lot, and comparing myself with other people. Or like what other professional facilitators do, and I'm gonna try to copy it. Which it never works. Like I go to training, then I try to imitate and do exactly the same thing that the other person does, and it never works because it's not genuine. Okay. It's a nice technique that you can take from the other person, but if it's not like personal, or if it doesn't come like from your unique personality, it's not the same or it's not genuine. So yeah, those two things, the failing and individual uniqueness.
I think that's brilliant. And I think that's a wonderful message to end on. I think people are often very afraid to fail, but it's like, no, failing, it's exactly what you said. It's part of the process, and it is how we learn, and it's how we're shaped as well. And not comparing yourself to others is great. You should only compare yourself to yourself and who you were yesterday, if you're going to compare at all. So Vasilisa, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing a little bit about your experience in Ireland and in drama. And if people want to check out your work or the Crooked House Theatre Company, where can they go?
So we have a website for both Crooked House Theatre Company, and it just slow down, and Kildare Youth Theatre. Okay, so we have all the projects that we run, information about the work, and opportunities also that we can offer to young people from on a local level or an international level. So it's all there online on our websites.
That is brilliant. And thank you everyone so much for listening. And until the next journey, ciao.
Bye.